Most of the cuts would hit the UW's budget for day-to-day operations. The GOP plan singles out university administrators, reducing their funding by 15%. It would also scrap Doyle's plan to add 120 new faculty. Madison Democrat Mark Pocan is a UW-Madison alum and pointed out that several other members of the Joint Finance Committee also attended college somewhere in the university system.
I would hope they would have a little more value for this. A lot of us are here because of that education, and yet we're making it harder and harder for people to get the same opportunity we had. And I think that's unfortunate. You can't pull up the ladder once you got on top.
Pocan and other Democrats on the panel floated a plan that would have capped tuition increases at 3% per year, which is similar to a cap proposed recently by several Republican lawmakers. During the last budget cycle, UW students were hit with more than 15% tuition hikes each year. Joint Finance Co-Chair Scott Fitzgerald says his members struggled with the idea of limiting tuition in this budget.
And the reason we struggled with it is because we knew it would sell among students. But that doesn't help you on your bottom line. It doesn't help you.
Republicans say holding down tuition would have cost the university system $46 million in revenue. Doyle's budget would increase tuition by 6 to 7% each of the next couple years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.